Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed Issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I need you to breathe. Let this thing go. Release it from your system. And remember, in this very moment, that all you have is all you need.
But let's be honest, a lot of what we do is for the attention of everybody. I'm thinking to myself, when are we going to do this thing? Because we're just called to do it. I don't need to impress you. Are we understanding this? Many of you listening to me are suffering from anxiety and stress and overwhelm. You're checked out. You're about to burn out and tap out and drop out. Some of us are not willing to acknowledge that we are depressed. And when I unpack depression, deep rest, that we are resting in a state of paralysis where we can't move, we're stuck, we're stagnant, and we're stationary. It's all because you are infected with the disease of people pleasing. Trust me, I get it. A lot of what we do is to serve people, is to help people, to empower people. I get it. But you've got to get so in love with what you've been called to do, your design, your distinctives, what sets you apart, that you'll do this thing, even if nobody celebrates you, if nobody understands it, if nobody invests in it, if nobody sees it, if nobody wants to collaborate with you, your first year of releasing what it is that you've been called to release, or writing, or building, or creating, if it's just you, will you keep working? And this is all I want to ask you today. Will you keep working? Will you work harder? Will you work smarter? Even if nobody understands it, sees it, celebrates it, likes it, shares it, will you keep going? Today, I let the past go. Today, I'm moving on. Number one, I'm acknowledging that I've got some challenges in my present and they derive from my past. This is more than an invitation to the future. This is a command to leave your past behind. This is a charge to you in this moment to let it go. You gotta let it go. And so if you're listening to me and you're struggling with feelings of low self-esteem, if you have a hard time saying I'm no, if you're consistently the type of person that apologizes for everything you do, if you neglect your own needs or take blame for something somebody else did, if you pretend to agree with everybody to avoid conflict, then you may be infected with the disease of people pleasing. People pleasing is a type of disorder. People that want to please people. People that need attention. People that need to be supported and loved and appreciated. If you don't love you first and appreciate you first and honor the work first and believe first, nobody else is going to believe. If I want to be free in my present and in my future, I got to let it go. And so I am aware of what happened to me. I am aware of the trauma. I am aware of the betrayal. I am aware that I am downtrodden and I am battered and broken and weary and tired. And I'm stuck in a place of autopilot where I don't even know what tomorrow looks like. I'm not even free enough to dream about the future because I am so broken from my past. And so one of the next things you're going to have to do is that once you're aware of this state, that you are stuck and stationary and that you live a stagnant type of lifestyle, I'm understanding the trauma effects on my brain and how it changed my behavior. It changed my perspective. I understand what happened to me and I cannot change it, but I can change how I feel about it. I can choose to forgive. I can choose to let go. I can choose to believe. I can choose to dream. I think that it would be so beautiful, so elegant, so sophisticated, so terribly significant if we will start to create, to build, to collab, to be a life-giving force to help somebody.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Spread my seeds, and if I just water where I need to water, that harvest is going to come. So just work harder and get out of this people-pleasing mentality. There's too many of you that are so wrapped up in agreement with people that are not serving your vision. This is my opportunity for growth, for expansion. The more I release, the more I can become, and the more I become, the more I can attract. What is it that has not been attracted to you? Here's my truth. You can listen to me or not listen to me. I'm going to release what's inside of me. I'm going to release my brilliance. I'm going to build it. I'm going to create it. I'm going to release it. I'm going to give it to the world. And so whoever's going to listen to me is going to listen to me. Whoever's going to support it will support it. Whoever's going to invest will invest. Whoever's going to hire me will hire me. But I'm not doing this thing just for the attention. Stop doing this for the collaboration. Stop doing this for the attention. Stop doing everything with a motive that's not life-giving and life-transforming. If you just want to be seen.
Whatever you can't let go of, whatever you can't get over, you have made it an idol. And it simply means that you love it or them more than you love yourself. The question I want to ask you is, how bad do you want your future?
People that are not focused on people, but they're focused on their calling, they've got a positive self-awareness, they've got positive self-esteem, they've got powerful self-control. They walk in a measure of mastery with self-awareness, self-esteem, self-control, self-motivation, self-expectancy, self-image, self-direction, self-discipline, self-projection. Like, what do I believe? What am I expecting? Whatever it is you've been called to read or write or build or create, some of you are in the process of transforming your body. Some of you are in the process of elevating your mindset, establishing new relationships. Do this because you're called to do it, not because you need attention. Just do the work. Push harder. Reach farther. Run faster.
If an item can be repurposed, then so can a person.
Be the anomaly. Be the one who can step into a room and shift the atmosphere with a confidence and a resilience and a grit because you put the work in. When nobody was paying attention, you paid the price.
Let me tell you something. Amputation without forgiveness is like a virus. Marcus, what are you saying? This means that if you try to go away, if you try to move from it, if you try to get a new area code and a new zip code and a new career, that's just busyness. That's artificial significance. You gotta forgive this person. Because going away and changing your zip code and changing your area code and trying to get a new career and marrying somebody else is not going to take the pain away because you are running from you. You got to look in the mirror and you got to decide, I forgive myself for the mistakes I made. I forgive the people for what they did. Everybody wants new, but don't want to become new. It's time to become new. It's your time. It's your turn to live a life of abundance in the fullness of joy and peace and fire and passion and resilience. This is your time. Make this your moment to no longer be a prisoner of the past. The past is not your prison. The past is your platform to build what it is that you were placed in this world to build. Release your brilliance. Release the idea. Step out. Launch it. Build it, create it, imagine it. The time is now.
The truth is, some of us prefer familiar sufferings because we are afraid of the unknown. And for many of you listening to me, joy and peace and abundance in the fullness of life is so unknown. It is so uncharted that you are afraid to release. You are afraid to let go.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.